welcome to these series of episodes as we talk about AI. I'm excited to have as a guest today, John Wilson. He's a member of the TBM Standards Committee and has led technology strategy and transformation roles at companies like Credit Suisse, MetLife, and Wells Fargo. So John, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've built a product, you've chosen your vendors, you've chosen the stack you're going to use. What is it that you need to do after all that's done in terms of just making sure this survives in the company and thrives?
Yes. So there's the implementation that we've been focusing on, the discovery and the implementation. What solutions do we want? Do we build them? Do we buy them? How will we go about it? But time and time again, we see projects or an investment within technology in which we focus on the technological deployment. But there's this entire 80% effort after, which is the organizational change management, to make it sustainable in the company. That's when the value is delivered, not mm-hmm. when the actual tool or technology is deployed, but when it is successfully adopted for the outcome that you intended. So as you progress forward, looping all the way back to our business strategy dialogue at the beginning, it's super important to remain tied off with your partners mm-hmm. at the CXO level so that they know what solutions are coming down the road their way, and they can actually think about how they fit into their respective operating models, whether it's HR and having the right skill sets, whether it's legal and ensuring that you have the right risk coverage, whether it's any number of your partners and the obstacles they may present.
And I think there's also an aspect of operational efficiencies there, going back to connecting costs to your operating models, like looking for those opportunities. Now that we're out, how do we optimize for something that is going to be cost efficient?
Absolutely. And there are tons of papers out there at this point in time that I've read that articulate that you can have an expectation of anywhere between 10 and 30% savings of effort when talking about things like generative AI. It mm-hmm. depends on the discipline, depends on the field. There's a lot of variables, so you don't want to just take a number and run with it. You want to be very mindful of your immediate deployment. And also, don't be so quick to actually make that efficiency. Allow this technology to be treated in a discovery type fashion mm-hmm. where you implement it, you monitor it, you make sure that ROI, not just quantitatively, but qualitatively mm-hmm. is realized in the organization before any swift call to actions for reduction.
Do you know, is the TBM community doing anything with regards to AI these days?
Yes, we actually are. So actually at this event here in San Diego, we will be unveiling our new TBM framework and taxonomy that incorporates AI and what we believe our TBM practitioners at all levels need to be successful in articulating that investment and demonstrating value to their partners. So more to come.
That's exciting news. What is it about AI that is similar or different from other waves of technology?
Absolutely. Well, I think as a technology practitioner, like so many that are potentially watching this, what I would say is it's the speed. This one is coming at us a lot faster than maybe some of the previous movements, but I do see commonality at the same time. So when we think back to cloud and when we think back to product and all the various journeys that we've been on over these past couple of years, I think that there's a common call to action to ensure that your company is approaching this technology not as a single one-off strategy, but as a toolkit within their overarching strategy. So I think it's important, just as it was then, to know where your company is trying to go so that you can integrate this construct, this technology, into those outcomes.
And I do see a lot of parallels with cloud. I think there was also a point in time where it was everything to the cloud, and
Absolutely.
It was only later that a lot of organizations realized, oh, we should keep our eyes on this a little more than just letting it run.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I feel like when we initially started the cloud migration construct, there was a hypothesis that it was going to be just better in all ways. But I think now what we've learned is that there are deliberate times to use cloud for reducing operating expense. There's times to use cloud not to reduce expense, but to maybe increase or improve your speed to market. And then there's times to use cloud actually for some of the security aspects that it provides to us.
And so AI can also serve us in different ways.
Absolutely. Again, just a toolkit for you. So when I think about that, again, I tend to think about, am I trying to use this technology to create an efficiency to go faster or to reach a new market. So as each company goes through that introspection, because it's mm-hmm. going to be different for each of them, they need to think about the different capabilities that AI presents itself. So we tend to use that as a blanketed term, but there's generative AI, there's machine learning, predictive intelligence, there's integrations with automation, mm-hmm. and each of these present different opportunities for those companies.
So what are some of the things that companies should be careful about as they start to dip their toes in AI?
Absolutely. So as we've noted in some of the prior questions, first it comes with introspection awareness of what am I trying to achieve? I'm trying to achieve one of a number of outcomes. And once that's there, the next thing that companies should be evaluating is what the capabilities are that support that mm-hmm. and how those can be applied to use cases. Now, thirdly, what we would want to move into is the notion of building versus buying. So in this instance, what we want to really assess is, do we believe this to be a differentiator in our business model? Do we believe this to be a highly customer unique to us? Mm-hmm. And in those situations, you might prefer to build, if you will. If those are not necessarily a yes, then maybe it's a more commoditized solution that you want to go to market for. But you're not done there. Companies need to assess things like, what's going to be the return on resource? What's the time to market? What's the governance model? What's the overall risk? Really treating this holistically and making sure that it's not just simply a piece of technology placed in the organization, mm-hmm. but it's a piece of technology that is interactive with all aspects of the organization.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this show. Good luck to you, and looking forward to hearing great things out of this standards committee.
Awesome. Thank you again for having me.